This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. Every school year, many teachers have to pay out of pocket for extra school supplies. Those costs increased with the need for cleaning and health safety supplies during the coronavirus pandemic. While taxpayers in the Mancos and Dolores school districts have approved school funding measures over the past decade, similar proposals for the Montezuma Cortez school district have repeatedly failed. But as KSJD's Austin Cope reports, one district parent has found another way to help teachers throughout the county.
Just before the start of school, Heather Frazier was looking for a way to help support teachers as they began an unprecedented year. But she didn't want to do something that had already been tried in the past.
I would say probably by nature I'm a problem solver. And so when I hear year after year how, you know, the district has no money or how the teachers are underpaid, or how the mill levies failed two or three times in a row, it got me thinking.
So in late August, she created a Facebook group and named it Montezuma County Support a Teacher. She was surprised to find out no one had tried it before.
My goal was to create an avenue for their requests. The teachers seem to have a lot of needs. They don't have the budgets that they need. And so my goal was to get them funds in a way that would be useful to them.
Instead of group members giving cash, teachers post requests for classroom inventory or supplies they need. Then donors reply in the comments section if they can fulfill one of those requests. Frazier encourages people from across the community to participate.
The idea is to get people out of the mindset of, I'm just going to help my child's teacher.
About 2 weeks after the group's creation, Frazier told the group that 40 teacher requests had been fulfilled from 15 different schools in the county. Requests ranged from basic school supplies like markers, binders, or colored pencils to COVID-19-related needs like individual water bottles for students or microphones to amplify teachers' voices through their masks. Suzanne Dean is a third-grade teacher at Mesa Elementary School in Cortez. She posted a list of items, including laminating sheets, markers, a tape dispenser, and sanitizing wipes. She also asked for a set of cushions for students to sit on when they have class outside. The cost for those supplies added up to $440. That's over twice Dean's annual budget for her classroom. She says she and every teacher she knows usually covers the difference by paying out of pocket. However,
it was in about 12 hours we got everything we needed.
Two individual donors and local nonprofit The Pinion Project had seen the post and covered the full amount.
It was just so quick and unexpected. We were just overwhelmed by their generosity. It was incredible for us.
Dean says it wasn't only the supplies that made her feel grateful. It was also the feeling of community support.
Because we don't always feel that. You know, we've had two mill levies go down, and we've done every single thing we could do to not affect students and not affect the community. But, you know, we're really struggling. So when a group got together and said, no, we think you are doing a good job, and we'd like to support you with that, that touched us so much to feel appreciated.
District reactions to the group have been mixed. Frazier says she's heard that principals in the Mancos and Montezuma Cortez districts have suggested the page to teachers. But last week, the Dolores School District Administration directed its teachers to spend their classroom budgets first and to only post to the group if further classroom funding requests are denied. Superintendent Liz Richards says it's because Dolores passed a mill levy override in 2013 specifically intended to fund school supplies.
If we're going outside to other donors, I mean, that's fabulous. We love donations. But the issue is that then money is sitting in our accounts that's designated to teacher supplies and needs. So we just want to honor our taxpayers and the money they're giving towards our school and make sure 100% of that money is going to the teachers. We can't spend it in other areas.
Frazier says she and some of the group members see that decision as a bit of an overreach. She doesn't see the harm in teachers having extra money in their budgets or having too many school supplies. But she's open to discussing the matter with the district and says the point of her group is to help out, not to cause division. As the group continues to grow, Frazier says she's still trying to find out what direction to take it. She says that while she understands the group is not a perfect solution or a replacement for more taxpayer funding, it's important to take action now.
It's not going to save everything, but if one person can take 10 seconds, literally, is about how long that took to create that page, and actually go through with the idea of helping, it's going to infiltrate other areas.
She says that belief, as well as creative thinking and generosity, is what gives people hope.
I think the giving spirit is a thing right now, just because of all that's gone on in the state of the economy and everything else. So you know, I think it's a trend that people are starting to catch on to, that it's like, hey, we got to help others.
For KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.